The big one is bed. The skinny one is skin. And the topic is hoops. It's the Mavs postgame show, live from the old number 7 club, inside the AAC after every Mavs home game, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Four or thereabouts. I'd like to tell you, but the screen's gone black. Anyway, this is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you were listening to The Hard Line. All right, we're going to bump the Ranch Report back a tad so that we might bring you the exciting conclusion of our story of the media party last night.
Right.
So, Giorgio answered the funding call by getting up with the band to sing, but another opportunity arose shortly thereafter.
Boy, I wish, Gregor, you would have been there to see this, too.
No, you wish I'd have been there because you know I'd have been a sucker and thrown in money.
Right. I wanted to make more money.
Right. And you know, I'm always over... You know what? I don't overfund anymore because Reiner won't let me.
Well, I just thought that I would throw this out
there. Yeah, now I'd tell him when he's getting exactly. over market value. I mean, he always takes care of me on this. I mean, used to, I was just out of control, but Ryan's takes care of me now.
When I threw this out there, I thought one of two things would happen. One, that you guys wouldn't go for it. And two, if you did say okay, that there would be no way for me to actually follow through with this. Because the odds of it happening were, I thought, infinitesimal. My idea was, for them, the guys, the group, meaning Reiner, Georgie, Rob, and because Bob and Dan had already left.
And Groobs.
To pick out any girl.
Groobs!
Any girl that was at that media party. Out of 1,000 of them.
Groobs!
At least.
There were 1,000 girls there?
Absolutely. There's no question there were 1,000 girls. They could have picked any one of them.
Groobs, you're going to have to give up your headsets because look, the man of the hour is walking up.
Georgie, get over here. And
boy, he's certainly taking his time.
Well, he's important.
Well, he's cocky.
He knows that.
Well, he works in the morning. Got... I mean, if you work on a morning show, Ryan, you're automatically cocky.
The musers suck
That's
balls.
How it works. I mean, you're cocky if you work in the morning.
Are you saying that I'm cocky?
Yes.
Who said that?
I did.
Because you are. Suck balls. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. How are you feeling?
But you know what? You're also my hero.
Why am I your hero?
For doing what you did last night.
Man, I wish you'd have been with us on your birthday, too.
I know. I wish I'd have been there last night. But then again, I figured out why you did this.
Make money?
Yeah, because you're going to have to buy those Super Bowl tickets. You need all the money you can get, don't you? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you want to do something
again? Another fundraiser tonight.
So we told your story. We're in the middle of what happened after that.
Okay.
So we're at the point where you guys, it was y'all's choice to pick any girl there.
Yes.
All right, and the deal was, once you found that girl...
Tell everybody what your original idea was.
I don't remember. What was it?
Snake.
Saying
I don't think we can say that
them.
On the air.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What's it going to take?
What's it going to take for me to boink you tonight?
Oh, see, I'd have been in on that. I'd have been in on it.
But that was... There's no way I would have done that. There's no way.
Then why'd you throw it out there?
It was a joke. So, once they found the girl, I had to approach her... Ask her to dance.
And they could have picked out any girl they want.
Any girl out of the
Which
thousands
that were
there.
Which means they could have picked... You got two ways to go. You could have picked the hottest one there.
Right.
Or the most torn up.
Right. Or the oldest or the youngest. Either way. Over 18, of course. And I had to approach her, ask her to dance. Once I got her to dance with me, I had to, for 10 seconds, pull her in as close as she would get to me, and grind with her, on her, for 10 seconds.
All right, so the funding begins.
Right. And it got up to...
What were you in for immediately, Ryan's on that?
Ryan's and I put in 40.
40 each.
Yeah.
And I said I needed 100.
And you're giving back now money, George. You can't do that. You got
to
keep...
I wanted to see it just because I thought it'd be a $40 laugh.
Yeah.
And I got 20 more than I thought I was going to get, so I still... I only really gave up 20.
And then Groobs tossed in the final 20.
Yeah, it's me that was out.
Yeah. Well, you did get the cash last night.
So Groobs was in on the finance.
Yes, he was. Thank God.
Well, I hope your parents aren't listening, Groobs. You throwing away money like that?
They don't care. So how did the selection process...
Sound like they're going to miss it.
How did the selection process take place? Who found this girl?
$20. That's about like a deck chair blowing off the Titanic.
Was that you and me that found the girl?
You picked her out.
Yeah.
I thought you said
it was the chief.
I thought Rob pointed her out, but
the
Mike went and stalked her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You went and just got a close look.
I would have picked someone a little different, only that, first off, I thought she was pretty attractive.
I'd have picked the hottest girl
in there.
And
secondly, I wanted to pick the African-American woman who is surrounded by about 20 black guys. That's who I wanted to pick.
Well. Oh, dear.
Because I think she may have been married to one of those huge guys. That was my first
pick. Or perhaps the woman that we originally cited standing in the drink line.
Yeah.
For you to go up and...
The black chick?
No.
Yeah. Grandma.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
But we don't need to bother people like that.
Well, you came close. Go ahead and tell who you picked. And quit eating on the air.
All right.
That is so freaking annoying.
I'm sorry.
Just stop it.
Okay. Who pushed your button anyway?
It's driving
produce,
us crazy,
okay?
Meg. I'm trying to produce.
Produce.
Quit eating,
would you?
Freak.
Produce, idiot. All right, so anyway.
Danny, shut up.
I'm Mike Reiner. I'm on the air.
Turn his mic off, psycho.
He can't. I'm in charge.
He can, too.
No, he can't. Go.
All right, so we started looking around, and I saw this woman talking to another woman, and I noticed her, you know, dressed in this thing that had stuff hanging off of her arm and everything, and she seemed real flashy, and she looked a little older, so I thought we'd give her
How old is she? I mean, when you say
I don't
old,
know, how old? How
in
old?
Her 50s.
Yeah, I thought she's in her 50s.
55 at least. So she's right
up... Which means you could have had her.
Right in my sights. So he points at her, and he was like, all right, her. And she was about 30 feet away, and the band wasn't playing a song yet. And right when he pointed at her, the band cranks up My Girl. And so I put my hat on backwards, and I walked over to this old lady and stuck my hand out.
You know, it was not tore up.
You know, at 55,
like
I wouldn't classify her as an old lady, okay?
Well, compared to Quarter Snake, she is.
She's 20 years older than me.
Snake, Quarter.
And he kind of pointed at her as he was sashaying across.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah, boy,
too.
You should have seen the walk-up. You should have seen the approach.
Yeah. Man.
Well, it had to all
work. Do we have
work.
Any video of this?
Yeah, on the website.
It's on the website. So I'm pointing at her before I go up to her and ask her to dance, like thinking, hey, baby, I'm checking you out.
It's a real Jody Dean type of approach, you know? You talk about cocky, it's kind of like, hey, I know you want to dance with me.
So yeah, it was. So I saunter over to her, and I just throw my hand out, and I don't say a word, and she looks at me, and she grabs my hand, and I was like, let's go.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Oh.
And so there we go, onto the dance floor. And there was
now, is the dance floor packed?
No, there's only about three couples dancing. If you were dancing, people were looking at you.
Yeah.
And I give Corby some credit. First off, that was ballsy to do that, because she could have just been totally put off by him. And secondly, once he got out there, he worked it a little bit. I mean, he did the Corby funny dance, you know, where he puts his hands out and kind of shimmies. Does that dance?
Like you just hit a game-winning shot in the NBA or something?
Yeah, you know, he kind of shimmies, you know, and kind of does the hand dance. You can see that on
Corby?
The website.
And I was working her, you know. I'm trying to make small talk with her. She's asking me where I'm from. I'm like, I'm from Dallas, baby, you know. And she's,
oh, gosh.
And,
oh, God.
Man, okay.
This was disgusting.
Where was she from? Was she from Houston?
I had 3 minutes to basically molest her. And so I had to use that first minute to butter her up a little bit. Yeah, she was from Houston.
Cobra.
She was like, I was like, I'm from Dallas. How about you? And she's like, I'm from Houston. I was like, oh, awesome. She goes, she looked at me right in the eye and she goes, welcome to my city, honey.
She was into the cold.
And then I knew, I was like, all right, I think I can pull this off. And so I'm twirling her around, you know, and we're having a good time. And I was like, all right, I got to make my move. The song's about 3/4 of the way over. So I reach over and I grab her like around the back of her neck and I pull her kind of close to me and I whisper to her, I was like, we're dancing close now, sugar.
Oh, God!
God!
I mean, the
cheese
is
dancing close now, sugar.
And
they were inseparable.
Like, so,
oh, man.
I pull her in as close as I possibly can. And we just start spinning around, you know? And I'm...
Well, is this satisfactory to you guys? I mean, is that...
Oh, yeah, I gave
you
the signal. I put my arms around my shoulder and said, you've got to, you know, do the the 10-second thing, or he doesn't get anything.
Right.
That's the big thing.
So I pull her in, and you can see this on the website. I've counted to 10, I thought, and I start to back off, and she pulls me in again, and she was like,
oh, yeah.
She goes, we ain't finished yet. And she and you can see me on the website, you can see me break away from her clearly, and then her reach up, put her arms around my neck, pull me back in, and we go at it for another turn.
Mm-hmm. She loved Corby.
Oh, yeah. Boy, she did.
And then we danced that way pretty much the whole song.
What do you think Turtle Dove would think of all this activity?
I called her last night and told her.
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
The woman was 55.
Which means you could have her.
Oh, and let me tell you, I could have had her right then. At the drop of a hat.
Well, I'd have funded that.
We could have gone
into, right there.
We could have gone into a closet, and I guarantee you I could have had that. There is no question. She was like,
I believe it.
We were done, and she planted one on me like you wouldn't believe. And
she kissed you?
Yeah, she kissed me.
I didn't see that.
Yes.
I didn't see that either.
And then I kissed her back.
Tongue?
No tongue. I didn't. It wasn't on the lips. She looked at me and she goes, honey, you have made my night.
They were insane.
Well, you made me $100.
Which, you know what? Which, you know what sucks? You guys picked the wrong person.
Yeah, I know, because she liked
you picked the absolute perfect person out of all those thousands.
Yeah, wow. I know.
We should have picked the
That's
real
what
high tone.
About it.
We should have picked the real high tone. But then he gets rewarded because he gets to dance with a hot girl. But she would have been put off with the whole
I don't know if I could have worked that with a real hot girl, young girl. I mean, I would have tried, and
but
I'm
you know
sure
what?
I would have got kicked right in the ball.
But I'd have gone the same way. I mean, if you got somebody older, that's who I'd have went with.
And she was
somebody that's real dressed,
oh,
real,
yeah, dressed
real classy.
Nine. Yeah.
You know, like there's if she
but
if
she was
something
into
like that, she'd slap you and walk off and be all embarrassed.
Right.
But you picked the perfect one.
It worked out well. He had
you hit the funding lottery.
He did, and I did too because the band was so accommodating.
Oh yeah.
They're like,
come
oh
on,
yeah,
on,
what
buddy.
Are we doing? Okay, yeah, sure. But I thought the funniest thing from last night, outside of the band and the Corby dance, was afterwards we go outside the convention center. Talking about the awesome fireworks show.
Oh, they had the best fireworks show that I've seen.
Tell
me,
Houston is
winning.
Boy, they are winning,
yeah,
man.
They're doing a great job.
You know what? We've admitted earlier that
not that bad, is it?
No, it's not. You know what?
They're
going to
get another Super Bowl here in the next 10 years.
We've come to the conclusion that there would be a way to exist down here if you had.
You know the reason is because I judge Houston. The only time I'd ever been here was the summer. When it's just balls to the wall hot.
Yeah.
And humid.
They're
but
winning.
Down here now?
Hey, you know what they did
the
last
wall,
night?
Humid in the winter, too.
They had a fireworks show in downtown last night, and I think they were shooting it off out of, like, something underground. They weren't shooting it off, like, street level.
Those they
were coming out of the ground, weren't they?
They
like
were
underneath,
right,
like a,
I don't know,
like
what
a basement or
they
something.
They were right beside us, though, shooting them off. I mean,
yeah.
The actual.
But, I mean, inside all these huge high-rise buildings, fireworks going off.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. This is the greatest fireworks show I've ever seen, only because we were like 30 feet away from it.
Yeah.
This is a great, it was the best media party over the last 10 years.
That's what I said. I said
I didn't go to the one that you and Junior went to.
Oh, no, that's that one
we all had Disneyland to yourself.
That will never be beat.
Universal Studios.
We had that all to ourselves.
That's hard to beat that.
That's
better than B-52s?
Oh, it was better than that, yeah.
It may have been better than B-52s. That was pretty cool, though, that we got to see the B-52s. But the funniest thing was we got to go all the way from the convention center to the parking lot, which is another story entirely. Ryan's Park, where only those who have been jailed park. He had to go in where people were posting bail.
Hey, I didn't know.
I know you didn't know. But it was so far away that we didn't want to walk, and we took these rickshaws where these guys were on bicycles, and me and Groobs hopped in one. Corby and Rob hopped in one, and then Reiner was in one. And I've never seen anything funnier than Ryan's in one of those little rickshaws, his bicycle, and it's cold, and he's got a blanket on. There's pictures of that on the website, too. And I laughed for 5 blocks, however far we traveled from the convention center to the parking lot. Ryan's putting that blanket on with a smile on his face going into that rickshaw. Man, that was
cold.
Funny.
And when we got in the police parking lot, you had to pay to get out of there, and we thought you could just walk up and pay the little meter or whatever. Well, and there was like one of those little flip-up things to get out. What are you, those rods where your car approaches, and when you pay, it flips
gates.
Up. Oh, okay, gates.
Gates, yeah.
All right.
You know, those little things where they...
Gates.
Flip-up rods.
Flip-up rods.
So we couldn't figure out how to put money in there, so I walked out there and was going to try to just lift it up. I didn't know we were in a police lot. None of us did. And so
well, they're not arresting people, so don't worry about it in Houston.
Here I'm trying to lift it up, and this Mexican pulls up behind us and starts screaming at me in Mexican.
Spanish.
Whatever.
That's Spanish.
Trying to tell me to go inside and pay. If I was like, what? What? He's like, you have to go inside and pay, man.
This guy's just getting out of jail.
Yeah. And so we had to turn around, and Reiner had to go in the police station and pay to
How
get out.
How was that? Was that fun?
A lot of people posting bail.
And Ryan,
yeah.
Paying to get his car out. Good times, though, Greg. I'm sorry you missed it.
I know. I wish I'd have been there. It'd been great. It'd been more profitable for you guys, too. You like our hotel, Georgie?
That's the only thing that we're failing at. Outside of that,
it's not fun staying in Baghdad, is it?
No.
Victory for Houston this week?
Victory for Houston. This Super Bowl will be back here in the next decade.
You think?
Yeah.
Why
not? It's a great city to have it. They got the facilities. Yeah. This place is great. This convention center.
Yeah, they do.
Did you guys go to Reliant the other day? What a great stadium that is.
Can you believe how that dwarfs the Astrodome?
No.
It's just amazing.
I know.
Hey, so far, not just thumbs up, but big thumbs up to Houston.
All right, coming up next, the Ranch Report with the Mick Aroo here on the ticket.